You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
In the Western world, it seems that only a suit is a necessary evil. Apart from business, a suit is also worn at weddings and funerals or other important functions. If a man does not own one, then he'd usually hire one for a special occasion. We even expect our politicians, lawyers, TV newscasters, or anyone in public life to wear one. It's the done thing, you know.
And a man can become very attached to his favourite suit. Some wives complain that they cannot persuade their husbands to part with a particular old suit because, and I quote, it's comfortable.
I can identify with that. Never mind if the cuffs are a little frayed and the fabric's worn too thin in places. A favourite old suit is like an old friend. It might be outdated and old-fashioned, but it's been with you and somehow made you look good on those important occasions in your life. There's a time-worn saying that goes something like this, clothes maketh the man. And I suppose in one sense it's true. Being well-dressed does help give status and a certain air of distinction.
That's interesting, isn't it? The right fabric, a fashionably cut design tailored to fit, managed to give a very good impression. In addition, a crisp white shirt, a conservative tie and shine shoes create the notion that the wearer is definitely someone of influence.
Ha ha! The important, or I should say the opposite, could be true, of course. We all know that clothes have nothing to do with character. Clothes merely convey certain impressions to people who don't really know us. In fact, many businesses require that their CEOs wear power suits, as they call them. It gives an air of excellence and hopefully confidence to their clients.
And what about the younger generation? They've supposedly thrown out anything that is fake, so they choose to wear jeans instead. But let's take a closer look at those worn-out, stone-washed, faded jeans. You'll soon discover they are an expensive item. The more ragged and patched they are, the higher priced, and the more willing the young ones are to part with their cash, or should I say, their parents' cash, all to give the impression they don't want to make an impression.
The fact is, and I think we'd all agree, clothes are very low down on the scale of what's really important in life. Jesus himself says, "Is not the body more important than clothes?"
But let's talk about some totally different kinds of clothes. Listen to what the Lord Jesus says about them.
Jesus said, "God has sent me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release the prisoners from darkness. I will give them a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair, and I will clothe them with the garments of salvation."
Can't you visualize it? Jesus wants to clothe us with brightness instead of misery, and instead of being covered in drabness of spirit and heaviness of heart, he wants us to wear his garments of salvation, thankfulness, and praise.
The Bible specifically tells you to clothe yourself with kindness, gentleness and patience. And listen to this, you are to take off all those ungodly habits and put on the new life that you have in Jesus. It's just the same as taking off dirty clothes and putting on fresh, clean ones every day.
Have you ever worn restrictive clothing? That is, they're either too heavy or tight or prickly. It's what we've been talking about. Our wrong attitudes and bitter, angry spirits are just like wearing horrible, unsightly clothes. Unfortunately, sometimes like an old suit, we become accustomed to wearing them. Well, Jesus wants us to get rid of them.
You don't have to understand everything about the Bible to ask Jesus to come into your life. Just thank him for taking the blame for your sins when he died on the cross. Obey his word and follow him forever.
Why not contact us or choose one of the free booklets we have on offer at our website? This website is brand new. Contact us on www.communicationradio.org. I'll give you that again. www.communicationradio.org. That's O-R-G. And now till next week, this is John Hills on behalf of the whole team, reminding you that Jesus Christ is God's answer to our every need.